This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the people of India have always stood for peace, security and progressive ideas. He stated this while responding to a social media post by former Pakistan Prime Minister and PMLN Chief Nawaz Sharif to extend wishes to Mr. Modi on assuming office for the third time. Mr. Modi said, "Advancing the well-being and security of the people will always remain his priority." Mr. Sharif said that BJP's success in recent elections reflects the confidence of the people in Mr. Modi's leadership. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has also extended his felicitations to Mr. Modi on taking oath as the Prime Minister of India. Prime Minister Modi thanked him for his wishes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to media after assuming charge this morning, Dr. Jaishankar said, "Bharat First and Vasudeva Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy." He said, "The influence of India has been steadily growing and other countries feel that India is truly their friend who stands with them in times of crisis." Ashwini Vaishnav today assumed charge as Minister of Information and Broadcasting in New Delhi. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju welcomed Vaishnav. Talking to reporters after assuming charge, Mr. Vaishnav said, "The people have once again blessed Ms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to serve the country." In Odisha, the BJP Legislature Party will meet in Bhubaneswar today to elect its leader. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupender Yadav have been appointed central observers to oversee the process. Our correspondent reports that a new BJP-led government will assume office in Odisha tomorrow. Union Cabinet has approved construction of 3 crore additional rural and urban houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. A decision in this regard was taken in the first cabinet meeting of the newly formed NDA government in New Delhi yesterday. The central government has been implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana since 2015 to provide assistance to eligible rural and urban households for the construction of houses with basic amenities. Under the scheme, a total of 4 crore 21 lakh houses have been completed for eligible poor families in the last 10 years. The centre has released over 1,39,000 crore rupees in tax devolution for states for the month of June. The finance ministry said that this amount will enable state governments to accelerate development and capital spending. Uttar Pradesh got the largest share of over 25,000 crores, followed by Bihar with over 14,000 crores. With this installment, the centre has transferred over 2,79,000 crore rupees to states till 10th of June this year. The interim budget 2024-25 has a provision of around 12,20,000 crore rupees towards a devolution of taxes to states. India has wholeheartedly welcomed Egypt, Iran, UAE, Saudi Arabia and Ethiopia joining the BRICS as their representatives attended for the first time a key meeting of the grouping hosted by Russia. The BRICS foreign ministers meeting in Nizhny Novgorod yesterday was the first ministerial meeting following BRICS expansion in 2023 when Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE joined the grouping as full-fledged BRICS members. The United Nations Security Council has approved a US-proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan. It sets out conditions for a full and complete ceasefire, the release of hostages held by Hamas, the return of dead hostages' remains, and the exchange of Palestinian prisoners. 14 of the 15 Security Council members, including the US, voted in favor of the resolution. Russia abstained. The resolution states that Israel has accepted the ceasefire proposal and urges Hamas to agree to it too. The plan has three phases that would end with a major reconstruction plan for Gaza, which has been largely destroyed in the conflict. And in athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter race at the Portland Track Festival High Performance Meet in Portland, the United States. And that is the end of